Well, UN reporters warn about the return of the Daesh terror group in parts of Syria under the control of U.S.-backed militants. The report by UN Security Council panel says that Daesh has regained access to Syrian oil fields in the east and is making profits from selling crude. It says a slowdown in the fight against Daesh has given the terror group, quote, a breathing space to emerge again in Syria. Daesh was defeated in Iraq and Syria last year, but the UN warns that the group is now having small pockets of territory on the two countries' border. This is the area that is controlled by the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces. Journalist and political commentator Ornella Sakkar joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Ms. Sakkar, welcome to the program. What does this UN report entail about the situation?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
I said what?
The void is not obvious.
Can you hear me now?
Not obvious.
Can you hear me now?
I did not hear anything.
All right, Ms. Sakkar, I'm going to repeat the question. What does this UN report entail about the situation of Daesh regaining a foothold in Syria and Iraq?
Actually, what happened right now on the border is normally there's nothing new. These forces came from the war from Iraq and Syria, so nothing new about this. Even the new warned about the United Nations about localization of these forces in the oil fields, on the oil fields, is not true. But they are localized on this border between Syria and Iraq. That's right. This is the accurate information.
All right. Now, the report has indicated the area where the Daesh terrorists are regaining footholds now is under the control of the U.S.-backed militants, the Syrian Democratic Forces. This puts a big question mark over the U.S.'s intentions and actions in fighting terrorists in Syria, doesn't it?
The question actually must be that they are fighting Daesh. The war with Daesh was finished. Until now, no. Because the indications show they are, this force still exists. So this nakedness of this terrorist force still exists, and at this moment we can say that fighting these forces considered in such way that the war wasn't ended yet.
Ornella Sakkar joining us from Beirut. Thank you.